It's good to see you here this morning. If you did not receive the bulletin, please raise your hand. You can follow along and take some notes. Encourage you to do that. So if you did not receive this, please raise your hand.
안 给你们。
This past week, my wife and I went to Branson, and we just got back last night.
我跟我的太太一起去 Branson, 我们昨天晚上才回来。
We've been to Branson many times, but this first time we went the beginning of November.
我们去 Branson 有好多次,这是我们第一次11月初去。
You know, Branson is already have Christmas shows. They already have the Christmas lights. Everything is ready for Christmas, but we were not ready for Christmas.
假如你到 Branson 的话，你会看到他们已经张灯结彩为准备圣诞节过圣诞节，但是我们还没有准备好。
We, you know, it's not even Thanksgiving yet. You have to have Thanksgiving first before you have Christmas.
感恩节还没到呢，因为你要先过感恩节才能准备圣诞节的。
That's what my wife and I, we thought, we need Thanksgiving first, because that comes first.
这是我和我太太两个人首先想到我们应该先有感恩节。
So this is, of course, the month of Thanksgiving, and I want to share with you three messages on Thanksgiving during this month, but this message today is grace giving.
这个是一个感恩的月份，所以我这个月份我们会有三个系列的讲座。那么今天所要讲的就是感恩的恩典的奉献。
Our theme for the year is that we're taking root downward and we're going to bear fruit upward.
我们的今年的主题是向下扎根，向上结果。
And so grace giving, 2 Corinthians 9:6, I want you to see this verse here.Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously.
我们大家一起来看这个经节，就是林后九章第六节，少种少收，多种多收。
Let's bow in prayer as we begin today. I ask everybody to bow your head. We prepare our hearts, please.
那我们一起低头准备我们的心祷告。
Father, we come before you. We come with thankful hearts before you today.
父神，我们来到你的面前，我们怀着感恩的心来到你的面前。
Lord, we pray that your Spirit would teach us today, that your Spirit would fill your servant and give the words to be said.
愿意你的圣灵感动我们的心，也愿意你让你的仆人说出你所要说的话。
Father,Prepare our hearts and help us to receive with open hearts the word that you would have for us today.
让我们准备好我们的心，来愿意你对我们说话。
We pray for those who are ill among us, and we remember them in prayer today. Ask that your hand be upon them, and for some who are traveling.
我们也为那一些身体有软弱的弟兄姐妹祷告，特别的祷告，愿意你的手托住他们，也为那些外出的弟兄姐妹祷告。
Lord, we pray today that you would move in our hearts, that you would move in our midst, and that your Spirit would be glorified and your name would be lifted up.
求你感动我们的心，愿意你的圣灵感动我们，也愿意你被荣耀。
We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
奉主的名祷告。
First question I want to ask you today is this. What isGrace. This is the word we often use as Christians. Grace. Do you know what grace means?
我们首先要问的问题，什么是恩典？
It is God's undeserved favor, kindness, or gift.
实际上这是神给我们的恩典，是我们所不配的，是恩慈或者礼物。
Ephesians 2:8 is a verse that we all should know. It tells us, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and that is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God.
以弗所说2:8节，我们讲到你们得救本乎恩， 是出于信，也因着信，这不是出于你们的自己的，乃是神所赐的。
Now there are three words that are very similar that we need to understand the meaning of these three words: grace, mercy, and blessings.
那有三个词，就是是一个是一个是恩典，一个是恩慈，还有一个是他的祝福。
Please understand the difference here. Grace is when God gives us good things that we don't deserve.
这恩典是实际上是神给我们的，是我们不配得的。
Mercy is when He spares us from bad things that we do deserve.
他这恩慈就是他让我们我们本身应该得到这个惩罚，但是他让我们不让我们受这个惩罚。
And blessings are when He is generous with both.
他给我们的祝福是让我们得到让我们得到所两个都得到。
So blessings include God's grace and God's mercy. We need God's grace, mercy, and blessings.
神的祝福是给我们有恩典，有给我们恩慈。
Our next key question is this: what is grace giving?
那什么样是恩典的奉献呢？
It is when Christians believe that giving is more blessed than receiving.
那就是我们基督徒相信施比受更有福的。
As Jesus reminded us in the Acts 20 verse 35, remember the words of the Lord Jesus Himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
就这边讲，当纪念主耶稣的话，施比受更有福。
Do we understand what that means? It's more blessed to give than to receive.
我们明白这个施比受更有福的意义在哪儿吗？
So our key idea today is this: Christian giving should be motivated by grace. Giving of ourselves, giving of our offerings and giving of our time and treasure and everything, it is motivated by grace.
所以我们关键要看到，就是基督徒的奉献应该是以恩典为动力。
So, as our verse told us today, 2 Corinthians 9:6, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously.
我们刚刚读到零后九章六节就讲到少种的少收，多种的多收。
You know, if we think about this, if we just sow a few seeds, I'll just do a little bit here, a little bit there. We sow a little, we reap very little. If we sow much, we reap much.
就像我们耕种的时候，我们若是少播种，我们所收的就会少；多播种，我们就收的就会多。
And so we think about this.How do we know that we are practicing this grace giving? What is this? How do we know we're practicing this?
那我们如何来学习这个呢？
What makes us want to practice grace giving?
那为什么我们要这样做呢？
And what are some evidences? What are some encouragements for grace giving?
什么是这样做的恩典奉献的证据呢？
So first of all, I want you to see here some evidences for grace giving.
那首先我们看到这个蒙恩奉献的根据。
We give generously. We give with an open heart and open hand.
第一就是我们要慷慨的奉献。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, we see this. Brothers and sisters, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches.
零后八章讲到，弟兄们，我们把神赐给马其顿教会的恩膏告诉你们。
In the middle, in the midst of a very severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity.
就是在他们患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有满足的快乐，在极穷的之间还格外的显出乐捐的恩厚恩。
So I want you to see here the grace giving formula. What does it mean, grace giving? And we see here in this example, they were going through Macedonia, those Christians in Macedonia, they were going through a severe trial.
我们看到这边有一个蒙恩的公式，蒙恩奉献的公式。就这边我们所举的例子，保罗所举的例子是马其顿教会，他们经历了很大的试炼。
Some say that this trial was a famine that they were going through. And because of this, there was also extreme poverty. They had nothing.
有些人说这个大的试炼是饥荒。因为这个饥荒，他们教会没有任何东西。
So you take this severe trial plus extreme poverty, but you multiply by grace.
但是你若是在患难之中加上你极其的贫乏，我们这边看到公式是乘上你的恩典。
You know, we may think of, I'm going through a severe trial, I'm going through very difficult times, and I have nothing. Extreme poverty, we think that zero plus zero equals zero. I have nothing.
所以也许我们生命当中也会经历这样的过程，就是我们会有试炼的过程，我们也贫乏。觉得我们生活在没有加上没有的环境当中。
But you do the math here. What little I have, one plus one, multiplied by grace.
若是有一加一乘上二，二就是在这边代表的是恩典。
And what's the result of this is overflowing joy. There's joy and there's rich generosity.
但是你得到的是一个满足的快乐，得到的是一个热捐的恩厚。
And so we come, we think we have nothing. We have nothing to give. And yet the little we have to give, times grace is abundant.
当我们来到这儿，你觉得好像我们没有任何可以给的。但是若是你是乘上你的恩典，若是你给了乘上你的恩典，你就会有更多的满足的快乐。
So the result is, we see this overflowing joy, joyfulness, and generosity, rich generosity.
我们看到的是满足的快乐和热捐的厚恩。
Now another thing about this giving is we're not only to give generously, but we're also to give enthusiastically.
我们不仅要慷慨的奉献，我们也要热心的奉献。
In chapter 8, we read these words, For I testify, Paul said that they gave as much as they were able, even beyond their ability.
保罗在说，这边说，我可以证明他们是按着力量，也超过了力量。
They gave as they were able, but even beyond their ability, and then he says here, entirely on their own.They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the Lord's people.
他们甘心乐意的捐助，再三的求我们准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份。
So what does this mean, enthusiastic? It means to give joyfully. They were begging to give. Can I help? What can I do to help?
他们热心的奉献，他们再三的求他们。
Now think about this, giving voluntarily is when we catch a vision of God's grace and we will give beyond our duty. It's not just something I have to do, it's something I want to do.
自愿的奉献原则是我们看到神的恩典，我们不是觉得这只是我们按照我们的职责奉献，而是我们就超过我们的职责去奉献。
I want you to think about this, brothers and sisters. When God blesses you in whatever way, financially and in every way, God blesses you, don't raise your standard of living, but raise your standard of giving.
当神在你生活上、经济上有祝福你的时候，我愿意弟兄姐妹们想到，不要只是想到提高自己的生活水平，而是要提高你的奉献的水平。
Used to drive an old car, a little one car, and then God bless that. Now I have two cars in our family, and then used to have a little old house. Now God has blessed, we have a bigger house, and God blesses not just that we raise our standard of living, but that we might also raise our standard of giving.
当神祝福我们的时候，不是我们把一辆旧车换成两辆新车，把一个小房子换成一个大房子，而是也要我们也要提高我们奉献的水平。
So here, very important, give generously, give enthusiastically, joyful heart. And then thirdly, we are to give lovingly.
慷慨的奉献，除了慷慨的奉献，热心奉献，我们还要以爱心的奉献。
And notice here it tells us in chapter 8 again, they gave themselves first of all to the Lord, and then by the will of God also to us.
他们照神的旨意先把自己献给了主，又归附了我们。
So first of all, they gave themselves to the Lord lovingly. They gave themselves to the Lord. And he says here, and so we urge Titus, just as he had earlier made a beginning, to bring also to completion this act of grace on your part.
所以保罗在这边说，我劝提多，既然在你们中间办这慈惠的事，就当办成了。
Titus had received the offerings that they were from the church there in Macedonia, and they were giving it to those that had need in Jerusalem that were experiencing great difficulties. But he says here, since you excel in everything, you excel in your faith and your speech and your knowledge and complete earnestness in the love we have kindled in you, see you also excel in this grace of giving.
你们既然在信心、口才、知识、热心和待我们的爱心上都格外显出满足来，就当在这慈惠的事上也显出满足来。
It says, go on, it says here that I am not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that through his poverty you might become rich.
保罗在这边说，我说这话不是吩咐你们，乃是借着别人的爱热心试验你们爱心的实在。你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷。
We say that we love God. It is commanded that we love God. We're to love others. But our love is also tested in sincerity, that it's true and pure, is that we give out of that heart of love.
我们的爱心是要有实际的，所以在这边我们的爱心通过这个爱心的实际，就是我们甘心乐意的奉献。
Now the greatest example of love is how Jesus Christ, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, John 3:16.
神爱世人，愿甚是把他独生子给我们，让我们一切信他不得灭亡，不是灭亡，反得永生。
We must never forget this. Jesus Christ had all the riches of heaven, and yet he came to this earth. He forsook those riches. And for us, he became poor, so that through his poverty, we might become rich in his grace.
耶稣基督，我们不要忘记，耶稣基督他是神的儿子，他本是富足，但为了我们，他却成了贫穷，叫我们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
So giving lovingly is very important. We're generous, yes, we're enthusiastic, but we give out of a heart of love.
所以慷慨热心的奉献更要有爱心的奉献。
Now the Corinthian church had many gifts, abundance of spiritual gifts, but they were short in their giving. And the ministry of spiritual gifts is never a substitute for generous giving.
哥伦多教会他们有很多的恩典但是他们的恩典并不能，但是他们的奉献不够多，所以我们的恩典，我们的各样的恩赐不能代替我们的奉献。
For example, a person might say, well, I teach a Sunday school class. I don't have to give. I'm giving my time to teach a Sunday school class.
也许你会说我是在主日学教书，我把我的时间奉献了。
But Paul would argue just the opposite. He would say here, since you are wonderfully gifted from God, you ought to want to give even more.
保罗会这边说，既然你在口才上有这样的热心，愿意你更多的奉献给主。
We have love for Christ. We have love for one another. We have love for God's servants and for the ministry. God has given us His love.
我们对神的爱，我们对神的仆人的爱，对这个教会侍奉的爱，这些爱都出自于主。
So we give not only generously, enthusiastically, lovingly, but we give willingly.
我们要有慷慨的奉献，热心的奉献，爱心的奉献，我们还要有意愿的奉献。
It says here in chapter 8 again, here is my judgment about what is best for you in this matter.
我在这世上把我的意见告诉你们，是与你们有益的。
Last year you were the first not only to give, but also to have desire to do so. Now finish the work so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it according to your means.
因你们下手办这事，并且持此心有一年了，如今就当办成这事，既有愿做的心，也当照你们所有的去办成，因为人若有愿做的心，必蒙悦纳，乃是照他所有的，并不是照他所无的。
So, for the willingness is there. The gift is acceptable according to what one has, but not according to what one does not have.
若是有意愿去做这样的事情，乃是照他所有的，并不是照他所无的。
There is a willingness of a heart that we are wanting to give. God puts that in our heart.
我们若是有意愿去奉献，那是神赐给我们这样的意愿。
We give generously, we give enthusiastically, we give lovingly and willingly, and then we see that we also give faithfully.
下面我们看到我们还要有一个忠实的奉献。
Our desire is not that others might be relieved while you are hard pressed, but there might be equality.
我远不是要别人清醒，你们受累乃是要均平。
As at present time, your plenty will supply what they need, so that in turn, their plenty will supply what you need.
就是要你们的富裕现在可以补他们的不足，使他们的富裕将来也可以补你们的不足。
The goal is equality, as is written. The one who gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little.
这就均平了，如经上所记，多收的也没有余，少收的也没有缺。
So here he's giving an example. Paul is giving an example of the manna. As they gathered the manna every day as they were in the wilderness, God provided for them manna.
保罗用这个玛纳这个事情来做这个例子。
And so the lesson here is that they were to go out every morning and gather what they needed and share what you can.And don't try to hoard God's blessings.
就是每天清晨你去收那玛纳，但是不要把这个东西囤积起来，每个人每天当用就够了。
So in the wilderness, when the manna came down in the morning, they went out and gathered what they needed, and some would try, gather extra for the next day. It did not last till the next day. God had told them, every day, gather the manna that you need.
所以在这个例子当中就是有些人看到玛纳就是他要把它囤结起来，但是这个到第二天就坏了，所以神的给他们的教训就是你每天就收，每天就够了。
So every day we learn to trust God, and God provides what we need as we pray, give us this day our daily bread.
就是让他们学会完全仰赖神，因为神会每天有他的供应。
And so, this is a matter for our giving. God gives to us, and giving is done by faith.
这边就讲到这个奉献是一个忠实的奉献。
It's also faithful. 1 Corinthians 16:2, Paul reminded them on the first day of every week, each of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with your income.
哥林多前书十六章保罗说，每逢七日第一日，个人要照自己的进项抽出来留着，免得我来的时候献臭。
And so he reminded them here, on the first day of the week, when you gather together to worship, you're to give as God has given to you.
所以他提醒那个教会就是每七日的第一日要大家要有奉献。
Maybe we forget this, but that giving is part of our worship.
也许我们忘记了，实际上我们敬拜的一个形式就是奉献。
The church in Taiwan, they wanted to make giving part of their worship. So they would, during the time of singing, that church there would, people would, during the time of singing at the beginning, as they were worshiping God through their singing, they would also come forward and give, in a box or a bag there that they would give as part of their worship.
我在台湾教会的时候，就是当初他们就是一边的唱诗歌，一边来到台前，就是给他们的奉献。
And so we give as part of our worship.
所以奉献也是一种敬拜的形式。
So when Christians give generously, voluntarily, lovingly, willingly, and faithfully.
当基督徒有慷慨、自愿、爱心、愿意和忠心奉献的时候，
then they are grace giving. That's what grace giving is. That we give generously, enthusiastically, lovingly, willingly, and faithfully.
那就是一个蒙恩的奉献。
Now, I'd like to, you to consider with me three kinds of givers.
那我想我们有三种不同的奉献的人。
The first one there, the picture there is flint. And flint is a very hard rock. You have to hit another hard rock against it to get a spark.
第一种就是像打火石，你要拼命捶打才能得到火花。
So to get anything out of the flint, you must hammer it, and then you only get a few sparks.
你要是从火石当中取火，你要一定要拼命的打它才能得到一点火花。
Some people are like that in their giving. It hurts, it has to be hit hard, it hurts and you get a few sparks.
有些人他的奉献就是这个样子，你要拼命捶打才能得到一些火花。
The second type of a giver is like a sponge. And to get water out of a sponge, you must squeeze it. And the more you squeeze, the more you get.
第二种就像海绵，你要从海绵要拼命的挤压，挤压的越多得到的越多。
And so this kind of a person, yes, I'll give, but you gotta squeeze me to get it out. You gotta squeeze it.
这些人也会给奉献，但是你要一定要先挤压才会得到奉献。
But the third type of giving is example for all of us. It's the honeycomb. But the honeycomb, it just overflows with its sweetness. It just overflows in its giving.
第三种奉献就像蜂窝一样，它会自己散发出自己的甜味。
So as we look at these three kinds of givers, are we like the flint? It hurts, it hits hard and you get a few sparks. Or are we like the sponge, you get a squeeze? Or do we just flow out of our hearts this type of giving out of the honeycomb?
让我们自己思想我们是哪一种奉献的类型，是像火石、海绵呢，还是像蜂窝。
Not only are we see here evidences for grace giving, but secondly, I want you to take a look at me, here are some encouragements that we all need for grace giving.
下面我们也看到一些蒙恩奉献有一些鼓励的例子。
The first encouragement is grace giving will be an example to others.
那第一个就是你蒙恩奉献就会被为别人做榜样。
Paul spoke of the examples of the Macedonians, although they had very little. He's encouraging those in Corinthian church. Here's an example, the Macedonians. Here's another example, the Corinthians. We can learn from their example to give grace giving.
保罗谈到了马其顿教会和哥林多教会的一些榜样。
Jesus also spoke of the example of the poor widow who had nothing. And what she had, she gave. And Jesus called that to the example of the poor widow. He told his disciples, look at what she gave.
耶稣也讲到那贫穷的妇人啊，寡妇，她做榜样，她没有什么，但是她把她的奉献都拿出来。耶稣对他的门徒教导说，这是我们奉献的榜样。
So grace giving, there are examples of that here, and we can be an example of grace giving. And we know, talked about David Green, who owns Hobby Lobby, and what example he and his family have been of grace giving.
所以这边是一些圣经当中的榜样，我们也知道 Hobby Lobby 的他的 owner, 他也是一个很好的一个奉献的榜样。
And so as we think about this grace giving, I want you to, secondly, I want to encourage you to, grace giving will bless you. As you give of what you have, whether it be your talents or your abilities or the, that God has given to you, it will be a blessing to you.
还有一个就是蒙恩的奉献会得到神的，来自神的祝福。
Now I want you to pay close attention to this. First of all, there's the principle of increase. We reap in measure as we sow.
首先有一个原则，就是增加的原则，就是播种的时候，有收，我们收割的是我们所播种的。
Whoever sows sparingly, remember, reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously.
少种的少收，多种的多收。
And that's in all areas of service. You can teach a Sunday school class, or you can help be an assistant in teaching. You can, in all areas of giving of your talents, your abilities, as well as giving as God would have you to give financially. All areas, the principle of increase.
不管是什么方面，不管是你在教会的侍奉当中，还是你在给教会财务上的奉献，都是同样这样一个原则。
And so the principle of increase is followed by another principle of intent.
还有一个原则就是这个意图的原则。
We reap as we sow with the right motives.
我们要以正确的动机来播种。
So in chapter 9, verse 7, we read these words, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
九章七节讲了，个人要随心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
God loves a cheerful giver.
神爱那捐得乐意的人。
We talked about the three examples of givers. I want you to think about this. The sad giver. The one who gives grudgingly is kind of like that flint to rock. You have to, you keep, I give a spark. You have to push.
我们有那些好的榜样，也有一些榜样，就是他们在奉献的时候就有点像打火石一样，你要拼命的打才能打出火石来。
They're sad givers. They're flint givers. It's hard for them to give, but you have to open your heart and consider grace giving.
那样的人，他们要敞开自己的心，要变成有一个恩典的奉献。
And then the second type of giver, we see the mad giver. That's kind of like the sponge. They're squeezed, and then the water comes out. You squeeze, and mad givers. It hurts, but I'll do it. I'll teach the Sunday school class. It hurts, but I'll do this. Grudgingly squeezed.
还有看到你有些的奉献，他的动机非常的勉强，你要不断的挤压，就像海绵一样拼命挤压，他才会乐意的奉献，才会愿意奉献。
But then we see that third type of giver. That's the glad giver, the joyful giver. That's the honeycomb. The honey, it, it, it pours out.
所以我们看到第三好的例子就像那个蜂窝一样，它愿意乐意的奉献。
And then the third principle here we see is the principle of immediacy. We reap even while we are sowing.
还有就是一个及时的原则，即使播种我们也能收获。
Usually you sow the seeds maybe in the springtime and you wait till the harvest time and maybe in the fall to reap from that sowing.
所以你耕种的时候有的时候你春天播种秋天收获。
But there are times that we also reap immediately.
有的时候我们可以一边的耕种一边的收获。
We see here in these verses, and God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things In all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work.
神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。
As we give, open our hearts to Him, God does a work in our hearts too. That's the immediate result, God's working in our hearts.
当我们奉献的时候，我们的心打开给神，神在我们的心里做工。这是我们所得到的一个收获。
So we see abundant in all things, at all times, all that you need, you will abound in every good work.
所以我们看到这边讲到凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。
And as is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor, their righteousness,endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God.
如经上所记，他施舍钱财，周济贫穷，他的仁义存到永远。那赐种给撒种的，赐粮给人吃的，必多多加给你们种地的种子，又增添你们仁义的果子，叫你们凡事富足，可以多多施舍，就是借着我们使感谢归于神。
Let me give here a warning, though. I think we need to pay attention to this warning. This does not mean.That God makes every Christian wealthy in material things. This is not a prosperity gospel.
但我要警告大家，不要看到这个言语，想到的是基督，相信基督，成为基督徒，使我们会在财务上一定会使特别的富足，这就变成一个成功神学的教导。
But it does mean that the Christian who practices grace giving will always have what they need.When they need it.
但这个确实是教导我们，若是我们愿意以恩典的奉献的话，我们也凡事常常充足。
You see, grace giving also does this. It builds Christian character. It builds character in our lives.
我们的恩典奉献也帮助我们造就我们的个性。
Let's talk about the seed. The person who sows the seed,They eat some of the seed, and then they sow some of the seed.
我们不仅是吃我们所种的，我们也有留下去播种。
So it is, as we give, we are sowing the seed, but we are also eating the seed. It affects our character, our lives, our hearts.
我们吃的这个种子对我们，实际上对我们也是有生活上有影响的。
It also results in what? Thanksgiving to God.
那实际上是让我们感谢归于神。
And then thirdly, I want you to see that grace giving and encouragement is that it will meet needs.
蒙恩的奉献会满足一些需求。
This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God.
因为办这供给的事不但补圣徒的缺乏，并且叫许多人越发， 越发的感谢神。
So we need to understand that in our giving, it's not that we get the glory. In our giving, is that God also meets the needs of others, and God receives the glory.
当我们奉献的时候，我们不要觉得是我们自己个人得到荣耀，而是不仅是弥补圣徒的缺乏，而是要特别让我们越发的感谢神。
So grace giving will glorify God because of the service by which you have proved yourselves. Others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else.
蒙恩的奉献会荣耀神，因为他们从这供给的事上得到了凭据，知道你们承认基督，顺服他的福音，多多的捐钱给他们和众人，使荣耀归于神。
So as we give, God gets the glory. God receives the thanksgiving.
当我们奉献的时候，神得到了荣耀，神得到了感谢。
And then one other encouragement about giving is that grace giving will unite God's people.
还有一点就是蒙恩的奉献会使团结神的子民。
And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift.
他们也因神极大的恩赐显在你们心里，就切切想念你们，为你们祈祷，感谢神，因他有说不尽的恩赐。
So here the expression of love and praise and prayer as he shared with others, we see that this is something that unites us together as we give.
这边看到的祷告感谢实际上就到最后就是大家有感谢神，有说不尽的恩赐。
So, let us be encouraged to practice grace giving, because grace giving is an example to others. It will bless you, and it will meet the needs, and will glorify God, and will unite God's people.
让我们多多的鼓励练习这蒙恩的奉献，因为蒙恩的奉献会做人的榜样，会祝福你，也会满足需要，也会荣耀神，也并会团结神的子民。
I want to tell you a story I just heard this past week. A true story about a woman by the name of Lori Wood, who for 35 years was a nurse.
下面我给大家讲一个故事，是我这个星期刚刚听到的，这个 Lori Wood 这个护士。
35 years she had given to her patients. 35 years she had even saved people's lives. But recently, she had done something she had never done in 35 years.
她已经为工作35年，他35年他拯救许多的病人把他的时间奉献给他的病人。
She heard the story of one of her patients, a young man by the name of Jonathan.
他听到有一个病人的名字叫 Jonathan, 是个年轻人。
26 years of age, and he had heart problems. He needed a heart transplant.
26岁，他的心脏有问题需要一个心脏移植手术。
But Jonathan is a very special person. Jonathan had autism. And his mother he had lived with his mother who took care of him. But recently his mother had passed away. And so now Jonathan lived on the streets. He was homeless.
Jonathan 有一个特别状况，他就是有自闭症。他以前是他的妈妈照顾他，后来他妈妈去世了之后，那 Jonathan 就在流落在街头。
So the doctor told Jonathan, you need a heart transplant. If you're going to live this heart condition, you must have a heart transplant. And so they began the paperwork to get a heart transplant, and they discovered there was a problem.
那医生对 Jonathan 说，你要活下去，你就必须要有心脏移植手术，然后他们就开始填写表格。
To get a heart transplant, you have to have a, a stable home, a situation that after the surgery you can recover from. And he was homeless. And they told him, I'm sorry, but we cannot help you.
那医生对他说，你若是要得到这个心脏移植的话，你一定要有一个固定的住址，因为你心脏移植以后你要恢复，你要有一个固定的地方居住才可以恢复。所以他对他说，
His nurse Lori heard about this. After 2 days, she asked Jonathan if he would come and live with her, and she would become his guardian.
所以这个 Rory 听到了这个事情之后，思考了两天，就跟 Jonathan 说，愿不愿意住在他那边，这样他就可以帮照顾他。
And so Lori took him into her house. She had one other son living with her at that time. Took Jonathan into her house. And Jonathan said that she was heaven sent. She was God sent to him.
那 Lori 他自己有一个儿子Jonathan 在 Lori 把他带到自己的房住处之后， Jonathan 说这是天上给我的礼物。
And so Jonathan called, she has become my second mom. This was grace giving that she opened her house, and because of that he was able to have the heart surgery and successfully received a heart transplant.
由于 Rory 这个护士 Rory 护士把自己的家打开，Jonathan 能够有机会得到了这个成功的心脏移植手术。
So this is an example of grace giving.
这就是一个恩典的奉献。
You know, some say that the tithe, giving of a tenth, is commanded by the Old Testament.
有些人说这个十一奉献是旧约的命令。
But actually, it was done before the law. Abraham and Jacob gave.A tithe.
实际上是在亚伯拉罕雅各所完成的，是在摩西律法以前。
So no matter if you think tithing is for today or not, grace giving is still the Christian standard.
不管你认为十一是不是奉献，是不是这个标准但是蒙恩的奉献是每个基督徒的标准。
So Jesus said in Matthew 10:8,Freely you have received, freely give.
耶稣在马太说，你白白得来，要白白的舍去。
Jesus also said in Luke chapter 6, give and it shall be given to you.
你们要给人，就必有给你们的。
But doesn't stop there. He said, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap.For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
他并不停在这儿，他特别的说，并用十足的斗伸斗，连摇带按，上尖下流的倒在你们怀里，因为你们用什么样量器量给人，也必用什么样量器量给你们。
Paul said, command them to be generous and willing to share.
保罗说要吩咐他们甘心施舍，乐意供给。
Now today, if you're not a Christian, then first of all, may you find the grace of God, a gift freely given to all who believe.
若你不是基督徒，那你会找到神的恩典，这是一个白白的赐给你们的。
Jesus Christ died for your sin.
耶稣基督为我们去死。
And nothing we can do to earn this salvation. It's by the grace of God. It is a gift of God to all who believe.
并不是我们配得的，而是神的恩典。
And if you are a Christian, then may you find grace giving to give generously as God has given to you.
若你是基督徒，那么你就会学习这个蒙恩的奉献，就像神赐给我们那样慷慨的奉献。
And your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God.
你的奉献是对神的感恩。
And so as we think of thanksgiving, thanks be to God for His indescribable gift of grace.
感谢神他有说不尽的恩赐。
And thanks be to God for His generous grace giving.
感谢神因慷慨蒙恩的奉献。
And may that motivate us to give grace giving.
让我们一起受这个激励愿意给一个蒙恩的奉献。
Anybody know what tomorrow is? What is tomorrow?
你们知道明天是什么日子吗？
Anybody know what tomorrow is? Veterans Day.
是退伍，明天是退伍军人节。
What is a veteran?
退伍军人是什么呢？
A veteran is someone who at one point wrote a blank check made payable to whatever the country may be, in this case, United States of America, for the amount of and up to including their own life.
这退伍军人他们在生命当中的有一刻他们给政府开了一张支票，这张支票就是说你可以用我的一切包括我的生命。
And so we want to thank our veterans. Anyone here who is a veteran or anybody that we know who is a veteran, we want to thank them for that sacrifice that they gave, they, like a blank check that they were willing to write down their name, even to pay up to their life.
若是你知道有当我们当中有那些退伍的军人愿意对他们说谢谢，因为他们在他们愿意牺牲自己把自己奉献给国家。
And then we ask the question, what is a savior? Think about this. A savior is someone who at one point wrote a blank check made payable to God for the amount of and up including their life. Jesus Christ, our savior, gave his life for us.
救世主是什么呢？救世主在一定的时间神把他自己的儿子奉献给我们，使我们这些有罪的能够被赦免。
Thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. This is God's grace.
感谢神他有说不尽的恩赐，感谢神的恩典。
So the one is a Christian. A Christian is someone who at one point we write a blank check made payable to God for the amount of and up including our life.
若是说一个基督徒就像那个退伍军人一样，我们要给神写一张这个支票，就是愿意把我们全身奉献给主。
This is grace. This is Christian giving.
这就是一个蒙恩的奉献。
Lord, may help us that we would be willing. God has given the ultimate gift of By His grace, we're saved through Jesus Christ. May we have hearts of grace giving.
因神给了我们这个莫大的恩典，通过耶稣基督，愿我们也有这样的心，甘心的奉献。
Let's bow and close in prayer together.
我们低头一起祷告。
Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you do not know the grace of God, if you're not a Christian, that's the first thing today.That you need to receive the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and by grace, not of any works of your own, to be saved.
让我们当中，若是我们并不明白这蒙恩的奉献，我们首先要耶稣，要让耶稣基督接受耶稣基督为我们的救主。
And if you're a Christian today, we have so much to be thankful for what God has given to us, and we need to practice grace giving.
若我们已经是基督徒，愿意我们怀着感恩的心把我们有一个蒙恩的奉献的心思意念。
Lord, I pray today for those in our midst who may not be Christians, who know nothing of the love or grace of God, that today would be the day of salvation for them.
主，我们愿当中有不认识你的，还没有接受你的，愿意你的恩典拯救他们，愿意他们接受你为他们的救主。
Lord, I pray for those who are Christians who have received the love of God and received the grace of God, that we would also, our lives would be grace giving to God.
主，愿意我们当中已经接受你的基督徒，愿意他们蒙你的恩典，能够乐意的奉献。
We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。